Mitzvah Tefillin is actually mentioned four times in the Torah, twice that we're most familiar with in Shema, first paragraph of Shema, second paragraph of Shema, and the other two parshas we're going to have pretty soon in Yetzias Mitzrayim in Perek Yud Gimel, in the perek known as Kadesh, and the other perek also known as V'hayu Kiviyacha, which discusses the mitzvahs that will apply when Klal Yisrael enter Eretz Yisrael, and also includes some mitzvahs that apply even when they are in the Midbar, and Tefillin is there. If you open up your Siddur, you'll find that many people have a minhag that's brought in the Siddur to recite those other two paragraphs after they put on their Tefillin, in addition to the other two paragraphs, Shema, the first paragraph and the second paragraph of Shema, which recall the mitzvah of Tefillin and their connection to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's the introduction. Okay? Halacha number one, Tefillin is a mitzvah seish hazman groma, and so only men are obligated. Normally, women volunteer to perform a mitzvah like shofar or shaking lulav and esrog, which is a mitzvah seish hazman groma, which is time-bound. But this is an exception for various reasons. It's very clear in Shulchan Aruch that women do not and cannot volunteer to perform the mitzvah. In that same context, it's not just the women, but in a certain sense, even men are, so to speak, cautious to limit the way that they perform the mitzvah, meaning that we only wear tefillin when it's the Zman Tefillah, pretty much. Maybe a little bit afterwards, with the exception of unique tzaddikim, Talmidei Chachamim, after the time of Chazal, so we know the Vilna Gaon, a couple hundred years ago, in more recent memory, Rav Scheinberg, but only special tzaddikim, Talmidei Chachamim, wore their tefillin all day, even though, strictly speaking, the mitzvah is to wear it all day. And keeping them on for more than that is what we call yura. It's an expression of arrogance, like, who am I to be doing the same thing that the Vilna Gaon and no one else did? But to wear it a little bit longer after davening's over is advisable. It's nice to learn for a few minutes after chakras, not to be in a rush to take it off. The Sfas Emes writes that one who learns Torah with his tefillin on does not forget that Torah that he learns with his tefillin on. Okay? So it's advisable. Every moment is a mitzvah. Chop another couple moments that you can after the tefillah is over, but it has to be to a limited extent because, again, since general practice is not to wear it all day, it would be inappropriate for a regular person like us to go beyond the norm of what people do. Also, along these lines, even the mitzvah of chinuch and preparing a bar mitzvah boy for the mitzvah of tefillin is, the way we practice it, much more limited than it is in other areas of chinuch. When it comes to chinuch, we usually assume the mitzvah to teach a child, to get them in the habit of performing a mitzvah, starts at the age of, we'll say, maybe 6, 7, depending on the age of the child, the intelligence of the child. If the kid can't actually perform the mitzvah, like one of my kids, when they were 6 or 7, wanted to do the mitzvah of lulav and esrog, but he couldn't get a good grip on it and kept falling over. So he's not chayav in mitzvah if he can't actually hold it and shake it. When it comes to tefillin, even though physically a child may be able to wrap around their arm, put it on their head at a younger age, we wait until very, very close to the bar mitzvah itself. Some people have the minhag to put it on, start a month before bar mitzvah. Some actually have a yechiel. The yekesh minhag, I think, is to start on the day of the bar mitzvah itself and not before that. And all this, whether it be the limitations on the men and the women, comes down to the fact that there is a strong effort that is required to maintain a guf naki, and also to purify one's thoughts when you're wearing tefillin. So as a result, even though a person who's chayav to perform the mitzvah has to live up to that expectation, but we're not going to entrust, so to speak, someone who, even a man, who's not chayav to do the mitzvah more than the minimal amount that they have during the time of kriyas shma and tefillah, etc., to do so because of the risk of denigrating the kedusha of tefillin. So certainly someone who's not actually chayev to do the mitzvah, such as a child beneath the age of bar mitzvah, we're not going to advocate that he does it more than is absolutely necessary, in this case, preparing for the bar mitzvah immediately before the bar mitzvah, because we don't want to risk taking away from that kedushin anyway. Other times where tefillin is limited, Shabbos and Yontif, we don't wear tefillin. Chol HaMoed is machlokas, different min hagim. Sfarim do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, based on the Zohar. Ashkenazim breaks into two different groups. The Hasidim do not wear. Other groups of Ashkenazim, it depends. Those who follow the practice of the Vilna Gaon, such as in Eretz Yisrael, do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Other places, the German Jews, the Yekis, and even other places in Lithuania, besides Vilna, it was very common for Ashkenazim to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. What does that come down to? What's the reason we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? So the reason is tefillin is an os, v'yul os al yadecha, right? Shabbos is also an os, osi b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael. So it would be, every person is supposed to carry around with them constantly two osos. One osos is the bris milah, which is an os, and the other os is the tefillin. Shabbos is an os unto itself, So it would be almost undermining the Oath of Shabbos if we went ahead and put on another Oath of Tefillin. So therefore, we don't wear it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore, the question of whether or not you wear Tefillin and Chol HaMoed really comes down to whether or not Chol HaMoed, which is somewhere in between a weekday and a Yom Tov day, does that have the status of an Oath? On the one hand, we don't have an Isser Melacha in the same way that we do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so it doesn't carry the same status, although there is, to some extent, limitations on Melacha. Some say Doraisa, some say Drabanan. So maybe it isn't an os. Chol HaMoed is not an os, and therefore you should put on tefillin. Others say no. Every Chol HaMoed, if it's part of Pesach, so we're not eating chametz. We're eating matzah. So that's an os of Chol HaMoed on Pesach. Even though there's no prohibition of malach in the same way, but there's something that clearly defines it as a special day that's representative. And when it comes to sukkahs, we're eating in the sukkah also. So maybe those osos of the other yom tovim count, and therefore not to wear the tefillin, not to undermine that other os. As a side point, how many people here wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Do you make a bracha when you wear them on? You do, okay? Mishnah Berurah brings some posts and we say you don't make a bracha. Mishnah Berurah brings many posts and we say you don't make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Also, the Vilna Gaon, who, as we said before, did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and in Eretz Yisrael, they do not wear generally tefillin on Chol HaMoed because of the Vilna Gaon's practice. He would get up extra early on Yisro Chag, the day after Yom Tov, to put on his tefillin earlier to show that he wants to do it every second he can, but he can't do it on Chol HaMoed. Similar to, there's another famous practice of the Vilna Gaon. He used to make Havdalah on Motzi Pesach on beer. Usually you use wine. Wine is the best thing to use for a Kiddush, for Havdalah. He would use beer right after Pesach to show that the whole time, over the course of Pesach, he wanted to have chametz, but he couldn't because the Torah said he can't. Not just because he was a vegetarian, whatever, gluten-free, whatever. Rather, as soon as Pesach was over, he went right back to the chametz to show that the whole time he wanted to eat the chametz, but he couldn't do it because of the mitzvah. In a similar fashion, he would put on tefillin extra early to demonstrate that he only wasn't wearing tefillin before because of the fact that it was Chol HaMoed. There's some people who leave their tefillin on longer, even if you don't wake up early the day after Yom Tov, but leave your tefillin on longer to make up, in a certain sense, from the missed opportunity to wear it during Chol HaMoed. A person does not know what his minhag is, or he's a Baal Tshuva, and he has no minhag, so Sternbach and others say that a person should adopt the practice of not wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because when there's a machlokes aposkim, and the Zohar says to take one side of that machlokes, so very often we follow the Zohar, and as I said before, the Sfarim don't wear tefillin because the Zohar says not to wear it on Chol HaMoed. There is a shiloh. What if you're in a shul where there are two different groups? Some people wear tefillin and some people do not wear tefillin. And Chol HaMoed, we're all in the same minhag, all in the same minyan. That's a possible violation of an Isser D'oraisa known as Lo Sisgodedu. Lo Sisgodedu. Pirshin Parshas Re'eh, Lo Sasu Agudas Agudas. Chol HaMoed is not supposed to have two different practices that make us look like we have two different Torahs, right? So in many communities, they'll have the people who wear tefillin stand behind the machitza on the women's side, up until hollow when they take their tefillin off, and then they'll join the rest of the minyan. So this way, in the shul, everyone is following the same practice. On the one side of the mechitza, they're doing one thing. Other side of the mechitza, they're doing the other thing. But not to have two people in the same shul. Ramosha and one tshuva seems to indicate that it's okay to have two different practices in the same shul when it comes to what it's going to do and when it comes to tefillin. Because everybody knows that all of our different communities are jumbled together from different places in Europe, different parts of the world, and it's not it won't be understood as like a machlokas, two different versions of the Torah. But it seems like a later tshuva, Ramosha was machman, said that the people should daven in two different parts of the shul, one side of the mechitza, the other side of the mechitza, and I believe that is how Rav Shechter paskins as well. Although two different minyanim in the same shul would not be a problem. When there's a bris in shul, Mishnah Berurah says you should leave your tefillin on until after the bris is over, because it what's that? We're at number 7 right now. The bris in shul, you leave your tefillin on. Some people only the sandik and the baal bris and the mo'el leave their tefillin on. But the Mishnah Berurah says everyone in shul should leave their tefillin on until after the bris because it fits with we're imbuing the os of the bris also with that same significance that it teams up together with the tefillin, which is an os, and therefore one should leave it on for the duration of the bris as well. Number 8, another day we do not wear tefillin, at least part of the day, is Tisha B'Av. The reason is because it says in Eicha, Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu threw from Shemayim to the ground the glory of Klal Yisrael in the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Tefillin is represented in Psukim and in Brachos as Pe'er, as the glory. Where do we have that? In our Brachos HaShachar, Oter Yisrael Be Sifara. Some people touch their tefillin when they get to that bracha, because Otzer Yisrael means HaKadosh Baruch Hu envelops us with glory, and that refers to the tefillin that we wear on our head. And the morning of Tisha B'Av, the morning, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, is a day where we have lost our glory in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. So we don't wear it in the morning, we wear it only at Mincha. Number 9, and Avel also does not wear tefillin during Shiva, the day of the Kvura, and even if the day of the Kvura is afterwards. Let's say a person dies on Monday, and they bury the Avel, they bury the mace on Tuesday, and he begins sitting Shiva on Tuesday, he will not put on his tefillin even after the burial takes place. He definitely doesn't put them on before. What does he call before the burial? He's an Onein, no mitzvahs at that point, pretty much. But he will not even put it on afterwards on the first day of Shiva. And finally, halacha number 10 is the on Rosh Chodesh, we remove our tefillin before Musaf. Okay? When should one do that? Ideally after Kaddish, after Voltzion, but very often you don't have enough time to wrap them properly before Shemoneh Esrei begins. You want to start together with the Tzibur. So in that case, if you know that you're not going to have a chance, you may start taking them off a little bit earlier towards the end of Voltzion. But if you find yourself with your tefillin unwrapped and the Tzibur is starting Shemoneh Esrei, I would recommend, as some of our Rebbeim here have instructed us, the best thing to do is to continue wrapping your tefillin and put them away with respect before beginning Shemoneh Esrei, even if you'll be a little bit behind the Tzibur. But it is extremely important to make sure that they're put away properly. Some people cover them, but I would recommend wrapping them as well. But if you need to get a head start, do so. But the best thing to do is choose a minion where you don't have to have that problem in the first place. Okay?